السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على من أرسل رحمة للعالمين محمد ابن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah jalla wa azz for all his provisions. We seek forgiveness from him. Peace and blessings be upon the messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you as well to fear Allah azza wa jal always, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching on each and every act we perform or we establish. Briefly, barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah At-Tawbah, inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran. The number of months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 months in a year. Fi kitabillah, in Allah's book, yani the Quran. Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. Minha arba'atun hurum, among the 12 months there are four which are sacred. The messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an authentic hadith stated these four sacred months. But what I would like to remind in our today's khutbah, that alhamdulillah we marked the end of the year on the Islamic calendar, ba'da hijrat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the year 1445. And we're in the year 1446. As we mark the end of the last year on the Islamic calendar, it reminds us muhasabatun nafs, self-assessment. We're not allowed to celebrate just celebrating that you've, alhamdulillah, you've ended this year and now you're in a new year. But لابد بالمحاسبة. As a human being who's having a business, he makes or he do the assessment on his business, net profits, alhamdulillah, loss or net losses on his business. So it's the same when it comes to the our deen. You have to do self-assessment. That's why Imam al-Hasan al-Basri said, Yabna Adam, son of Adam, innama anta ayyam, you're nothing but the days. Idha dhahaba yawmun, whenever each day passes, dhahaba ba'duk, then the part of you has gone. This is not about celebrating, but self-assessment. Muhasabatun nafs. Kana as-salaf يُحَاسِبُ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They used to do self-assessment. Why? Because it makes you to do the tawbah. You know that any time you're departing this world, you're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're leaving this dunya. You can live forever.
That's why it's recommended to do muhasabat al-nafs. Whenever you conclude the year, raji' nafsak, revise yourself. Makes you humble in the sight of Allah before your Lord while you still on this dunya. Secondly, we're in the month of Muharram, one of the sacred months. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith that is in Muslim, he said, أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان, the best fast after the month of Ramadan, شهر الله المحرم, it's the month of Allah, المحرم. This month, the first month on the Islamic calendar, Muharram, we enter today's, I think it's 12th, on Monday to be today is 7th, on Monday inshallah it will be Yawm Ashura, a recommended day that is supposed to be fasted. So, we in the month of Muharram, it has a lot that is said on it in the authentic hadith. That's why the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in an authentic hadith that is narrated by Abu Qatada, when the Messenger was asked, Su'ila Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam an siyami yawmi Ashura. The Messenger was asked on fasting the day of Ashura. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Siyam yawm Ashura yukaffiru sana al-madiyah. Fasting the day of Ashura, the 10th on the Islamic calendar in this month of Muharram, expiates the sins of the previous year. Whoever fasts the 10th day of Muharram, it expiates the sins of the previous year. Only fasting one day, then Allah Jalla wa'ala forgives you all the sins you performed in the last year. Subhanallah. That shows the vacuous and the tremendous of this day of the Ashura. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم توبوا إلى الله فاتم ذنبك من لا ذنب له. الحمد لله على إحساني والشكر له على توفيقه وامتناني وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأني أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضواني وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. While we conclude out today's khutbah, fasting is one of the beloved acts of worship in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an authentic hadith that is in Sunan al-Nasa'i, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليك بالصيام أو عليك بالصوم, it's upon you to fast, فإنه لا عدل له, for there is nothing equivalent to it. Fasting, for there is nothing equivalent to fasting in terms of the abundance of rewards before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shows the significance of fasting. So I remind myself and you not to at least wallahi try to persevere and you fast the Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram. Lastly, why is Muharram very important in our religion? There are many ahadith that I don't have time to quote each and every hadith, but Abu Uthman al-Nahdi rahimahullahu ta'ala wal kalam fi lata'if al-ma'arif li al-imam ibn Rajab, he said, kana al-salaf, the salaf, the predecessors, kana al-salaf yu'azzimuna thalatha asharat, the salaf used to magnify 3 tens. Al-ashr al-akhir min Ramadan, the last 10 in Ramadan. Wal-ashr al-awwal min Dhul-Hijjah, and the first 10 in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Wal-ashr al-awwal min Muharram, and the first 10 in the month of Muharram. So it's up to you. You can do fasting. If you're not able to fast in this month, one of the sacred months, the one we're in right now, Muharram, You can do other acts of worship, ibadat, you can read the Quran, you can remember or do dhikr and tasbih, you can يعني, try to indulge yourself in good act before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least so that you can get rewards before Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us all. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنَا حَيْثُ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بها عليه عشر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين منهم خصوصا أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية أصحابه أجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين أذل الشرك والمشركين دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم عليك بالكافرين ومن عاونهم من المنافقين انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان وانصر إخواننا في غزة كلهم مؤيدا ونصيرا ومعينا وظهيرا يا رب الضعفاء والمساكين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.